honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to talk about cleanses and are you doing a juice cleanse or a cleanse with food, which actually is one that I prefer, drinking more water, taking out the sugar, the grains, whatever you're doing. Let's look at it in a bigger context. Let's look at doing a life cleanse. Sounds fun?
I love that. It does sound fun. And I'm just going to preface this with our guest today, Alicia Haywood, is an award-winning producer. And by the way, who literally started me on my journey for radio and being a radio host. And I owe it all to you, Alicia. So we are so happy to have you on the show today. You don't even know how much this means to me.
Oh my gosh, how sweet. And thank you so much for that beautiful welcome and introduction. I'm delighted to be with you guys, and I'm so proud. I really am so proud of what you're doing, and just I'm excited for you. I think what you're doing is great, and you're doing so well at it. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, well, thank you. What I want to do is I want to jump in because you've done some really interesting things lately. And, I always look to you as someone who's so fascinating to me. And I want you to tell our audience a little bit about what you've done recently to cleanse your life.
Oh, Andrea, it's almost difficult for me to even really describe it because I'm so in it. And it came up so just organically, no pun intended, but I needed to respond to what I was feeling. And what I was feeling was that I was sort of on this this path that wasn't my own. I've been working hard for so long, so many years, for other people and helping other people get to wherever it was they were trying to go. And I, at some point earlier this year, I just sort of pulled back and I stopped and I had to ask myself where I was in all of that. Where am I? Where is my life happening in all of this? I had devoted so much of it to, like I said, helping other people. And I love that. That's been what I thought was my life's journey. But at some point I really had to kind of step back and assess if I was really in my own life, if I was experiencing my own life. I almost felt like I was about to miss my life. And so I started peeling back these layers of work and obligation and just stuff I had around me, peeling it back so I could get to me. And what that ended up, or the end result was I gave everything away. I gave all of my material possessions away, almost all, to be accurate, almost all. I kept just enough to, to stay connected to people, to work a little bit. I kept my computer. I kept, some clothes, but furniture, things I had been moving from one state to another whenever I had to go somewhere for work or a new job or something, things that had been traveling with me, I let them go. And it was difficult, I think, because I realized that so many things I had were representative of a part of me or a part of my life that really didn't exist anymore. I had furniture that I'd had from a previous life, when I was married, or I had things that I had from when I was younger that really weren't doing anything but collecting dust. And I wanted to be rid of that. I wanted to just clear the space, clear my path so I could get to me, so I could let my brain breathe, so I could let my creativity come to surface, so I could really kind of start feeling what I wanted. I wanted to start being led by my heart and what I was feeling passionate about doing, not what was pulling me into it, but what I wanted to do. And so I'm trying to really shift my approach to the way I'm living my life because I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss my turn.
I love that. Now, I'm thinking, once you were able to give these things away, which is really hard for a lot of people, we're so attached to our stuff.
It's still hard.
How did that? Yeah, isn't it? I admire that. How did you unleash, or how did it unleash your creativity once you let go of those material things?
Well, that's still progress. And I have to say that honestly, when I released all that stuff, you know, and it happened in phases, you know, it's one load going and then another load going and I'm dropping things off, giving things away. Once that phase was done and I could stand still in what was left, I think what happened was I went into a little bit of shock and I felt myself kind of fall into a bit of a grieving process. Only that I can only speak about it now because it's clear to me what was happening. But when I was feeling it, I just thought, oh, what have I done? Now what? I didn't have answers to the questions surrounding what's next and where do I go? So I needed to be in that. I needed to feel it. I needed to experience it so that my creativity could have some clear space to really come to the surface. And I really think that's only just beginning, just now. And so that grieving process and coming out of that shock, that took a few months. That really took a few months. You know, I think I was almost paralyzed by that. You know, it's a scary position that I put myself in, even though I did it very consciously and very deliberately. It felt really good, and then I kind of sunk into it. It was really shocking because everything is new, and I don't have those things that I was used to having, those familiar things. I don't have them around me anymore. And so, you know, talk about being out of your comfort zone. A comfort zone for me right now doesn't exist. And what I'm hoping happens is that rattles me, because that's where I think really innovative, creative thinking, I think that's where it comes from.
Well, I mean, I think for a lot of people, there's...
I don't know what's about that.
Well, there's that, I mean, which is interesting, right? Because, you know, that's part of your journey and your path. But for many, did you see the movie, The Story of Stuff? There was this great video, I guess, or movie that was called The Story of Stuff, and which is very, it talks about similar things to what you're talking about. And, you know, if you look at the laws or, you know, you look at feng shui, they say, you know, because so many of us are cluttered by things. And
yes.
When we're cluttered by things, it doesn't allow us to emotionally, you know, to get things done or to release our creativity. So I think what you've done is you've taken that to the extreme, which is pretty phenomenal, right? And
I think for most people
listening, yeah, like, I mean, you know,
so
clearing
much.
It out completely. Yeah, that takes a lot of courage, Alicia.
Oh, my gosh. But it's scary. And I just, you know, I think I've kind of forced myself into a space. Like you said, a lot of people, they don't get there. I think a lot of people don't want to be there, and I get it. Believe me, I get it. It is not comfortable. It's not easy. And when I say I gave everything away, I mean everything, including my address. So I'm not even really living anywhere in particular. I'm sleeping, you know, in a particular area on the North Shore of Chicago, but I'm not really living anywhere yet. So everything is an option. Everywhere is an option. I don't know what's next, but I want to be open to it.
Well, I love that you said that, Alicia. I mean, unfortunately, we're out of time for today because I think this is such a broader discussion. I know, right? Where does the time go? It's like it's speedy. It's so speedy. But we're going to have you back on anyways. Now that you're on the other side of the microphone, you are coming back on often, my friend. All right. Well, if you want to learn more about Alicia, you can visit her website at waterfrontmediagroup.com. You can follow her on Twitter at iSpeakMedia. Thank you, Alicia, for being on our show. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.